Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Come on. Oh, thank you. So excited to be home. Oh, my goodness. Go ahead and have a seat. I got a time I got to hit, so I'm going to have to talk fast, and I'm going to have to share some things with you. I got a chance to spend some time with the Marketplace Ministry last night. Had a good time with them. You had a good time with the Marketplace last night? Yeah, come on. Wow, what a privilege. What a privilege to stand here today. You know, the mission of Church on the Rock is this: to lead people to a God who is for them and help them discover His purpose for their life. I want you to understand, Pastor, that I'm a product of the product. And that mission that you have for this church is complete in me. Thank you so much for everything you've done to pour into my life. You know, today I stand here as the Executive Vice President of Maxwell Leadership. For some of you that don't know what that is the largest leadership training company on the planet. We have over 46,000 coaches around the world. We've trained leaders in every single country on the planet, and it's led by the number one writing leadership author in the world. Now, you say, wow, but I say no. Because that's only God's grace and only God that I have been able to become the leader of this organization. And it all started right here in Church on the Rock. See, what I need you to understand is that I don't look like what I've been through. Because 19 years ago, I walked in the doors of the church across the street. But there are some things that had occurred that precipitated me walking through those doors 19 years ago. You see, before I walked into those doors across the street 19 years ago, I was headed to one of two places. I was either going to be dead or I was going to be in jail. I was going to be dead or in jail. Those were the words of the judge that saw me for my second DUI before I walked into that church. Think about this. I was going to be dead or in jail. But you see, at that time, I was finally came to a point to where I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And Janae, my girlfriend at the time, wife at the time, said, had given her life to Christ by watching Joel Osteen on TV. And she says, hey, I'd like to go to church someplace. She said, where should we go? I said, well, I don't know. This lady used to harass me at work. Every single week, this lady would ask me, she would say, you want to come to church? And this lady was Debbie, and Debbie would ask me every single week, Chris, we're having this event at church. You want to come today? No. Chris, we're having an event at church. Would you like to come this week? No. And then it even got worse. I began to let her know a little bit more blatantly. And I hope my mom's not in this session, but I would say this. I said, Mom, if you are here, close your ears. I would say to Debbie, Debbie, if they serve Bud Light tonight, I'll come. But Debbie didn't give up. She persisted. And each and every single week, she would say, Chris, would you like to come? But then finally, there came a time, a place, where the word did not return void. Because in that moment, when I was looking for, where do we go? What church do we go to? And Janae was watching Joel on TV. I said, well, why don't we go to this Church on the Rock place that Debbie used to harass me about? So we slide into the back door, and I slip into the back aisle, and pastor is up at the pulpit teaching. And as we sat down, he said these words. He says, the pulpit that I'm standing in front of today is John Osteen's pulpit. Joel Osteen's dad. Janae and I look at each other, and we say we're in the right place, that we never stop coming. And this became my home. But that's when my personal growth journey began. You see, I love that this church is about personal growth and development and you growing, getting better, not being average, you going to above average, not settling for what the world has just given to you. This is an environment that accelerates that. You do not understand. I can walk away with just the offering message that Pastor gave. This, I was like, I don't even need to go up there and talk today. Like, go home and go do that. I don't need to go do anything else. But you have to understand, this is the environment where it began. You see, I get to tell a story about Church on the Rock all around the world. I get to tell a story about how my personal growth journey began watching a VHS in the basement of the church right over here was when I was first introduced to John Maxwell. You see, it was from attending church that I met a couple that had just started a company, and that company was getting ready to grow, and I had no idea what was getting ready to happen inside that organization, the growth that it was going to have. But I knew I wanted to grow. I knew I wanted to be a leader. I knew I wanted to be a person that would stand out in the organization. So I began to plug into the classes here at Church on the Rock, and that's when I took my very first course, The 21 Irrefutable Laws by John Maxwell. Now, this was amazing for me, and Steve, you have no idea what that course has done for me. And it was because of your obedience of coming in there and facilitating that class that now I get to impact lives all around the world. And Steve, thank you so much for serving this church so well. Now, I fell in love with personal growth through these classes. I took every single course that they offered by John Maxwell. I said, oh, this personal growth stuff is pretty good, because now what was happening, I was learning these principles. I was going back in the workplace and I was applying the principles. Everybody say apply.
Apply.
Now this is the gap. The biggest gap in most of our lives is the gap between what we know and what we actually do. You have to apply the principles. You can come in here and take notes all you want. But what I need you to do is I need you to take action. That's the gap. That's the separator. That's the gap between the average and the above average. Anyone can sit and take notes, but it takes the above average to go and take action. So I want everybody to say apply. You have to go into your workplace, into your business, and apply the principles. So I began to go into the workplace and apply these principles, and oh, this personal growth stuff was getting good. I was getting promoted on the job. Raises, increase was coming. I said, oh, I got to do more of this. So I kept coming back class after class, and then finally, now, the story goes a little bit differently here, but I got to apologize to Steve, because around the world, I tell it as I came back and they asked me if I wanted to be the facilitator, and I said, indeed. And I said, well, what does that consist of? And they said, come in the classroom, press play, and turn off the lights. Now, I don't want to discredit Steve. He trained me a lot better than that. But around the world, I shared this story of coming back in. But now I get to come back inside this classroom for the second time and hear this information. But now I'm hearing it at a different level, because you shouldn't be the same person that you were when you heard the first time if you were applying the principles. So I would come back inside the classroom. I would press play. I would take the notes. I would go back in the workplace, and then I would. Oh, you guys are catching it real quick this morning. I would go back in the workplace, I would apply these principles, and I continued to get promoted on the job. This personal growth stuff was getting pretty good. Now I begin to grow a little bit more and decide that I was going to invest in myself a little bit further. I remember going to my very first conference that was out of town. Now, this was a big stretch, because now you got to pay for a plane ticket, you got to pay for a hotel, you got to pay for food, a ticket to the event. This was a big event, but I knew that I wanted to do this, and that happened to be T.D. Jakes' very first MegaFest. And I tell you, my life was changed and impacted, and let me tell you who else was at that very first T.D. Jakes MegaFest. Neil Hobson. Now, I had a chance to meet Neil Hobson there, and I'd seen Neil at church here before, but I didn't know Neil. I seen Neil there, and I can tell you what, over these past several years, it's been my greatest joy to hire Neil Hobson to MC events for us all around the world, and he's just such a joy to watch and see him impact people's lives, man. You are just incredible. So proud of you, so grateful for you, and everything that you do to add value to people. But I met Neil there. But something special happened inside that room. That was the first time that I had saw a speaker showcase. Now, a speaker showcase is like a fashion show for speakers. They got 3 to 5 minutes to come out on stage. They came out, they give their very best speech, and they'd come off the stage, and I watched them for 90 minutes strong. And then at the end of it, they said the magic words, "These people get paid to speak." I said, "I like the sound of that." They said, "If you'd like to find out more about getting paid to speak, come on to the back of the room. We'd love to tell you all about it." As fast as I can get back there, out of breath, I'm on the table. "I'd like to find out more about getting paid to speak." They said, "We'd love to tell you all about it. We got a 3-day boot camp for $997. I said, "No." $997 for a 3-day boot camp? Now, you see, that was the first time I had ever been asked to invest money in myself at that level outside traditional schooling. You see, I was okay with investing money on myself, as you can tell. But I wasn't okay with investing money in myself outside of traditional schooling. And I walked away from that opportunity for training with one of the top speakers in the world, Les Brown, for just $997. But it's okay, because I came back to church, my personal growth camp, right? And I did what I knew how to do. I began to get books. I began to get CDs. I began to learn more about this public speaking. I began to continue to invest and go to events. Remember, it was a couple years later, I had the opportunity to go to Bob Harrison's Increase event. Bob is going to be here next month, and Bob is going to talk to you about the Increase event. If you haven't been to the Increase event, you need to go to the Increase event. But I went there for the very first time, and staying outside those doors just a year or so earlier, I had heard about this thing of speaking, and then I'm in West Palm Beach, Florida. Oh, my goodness. It is gorgeous there. I happen to live there now. Look at God. But I'm in West Palm Beach, Florida for the first time. I'm standing at the door and opens the door. The music is pumping. The smoke is coming off the tables. And my body is in shivers of what is going on. And Margaret Wagner standing right next to me. And I look at Margaret and I say, "I think this is what I was supposed to do." She looks right back at me and says, "Chris, this is what you're supposed to do." And Margaret, thank you for speaking those words into my life. I'm doing that today. This personal growth stuff was getting pretty good. So I continue this pursuit of how can I help people? How can I add value to people? How can I get better to go in this path and get in this pursuit? And I continue to look for different events to go to. And even as I went and had high times in business, and then I had low times in business to where I lost it all. I remember going to continue to look for ways to grow with myself. And I remember Brian Binkholder here invited me to an event. And I said, "Brian, I don't have the money to go to the event." He says, "It's okay. You can come, and I've got a couch inside my room, and you can sleep on the couch." And I said, "Great, I'll figure out how to get to that event." Now, we get down to that event, and Brian is such just an incredible friend, and I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today without his encouragement, his love, and his pouring and sowing into me. And I thank you, Brian, so much for everything you've done. But that day, he was an incredible host and invited me in, and so much to the tune that, you know, Brian and I, we're a lot alike. And, you know, you can't tell us apart. And it happened to be that we actually even had the same toothbrushes that day. And I didn't know, and I'm in there brushing my teeth, and Brian walks in. He says, "Hey, that's my toothbrush." I threw it at the table. I said, "Oh, my goodness, good Lord." But I'm using Brian's toothbrush. He's just a gracious friend, and I love him dearly. But on that day and on that trip, I got a chance to actually meet Zig Ziglar. Now, here's what you have to understand is how special this was, because I had came out of the session. I shouldn't have been there, right? I shouldn't have been there. I didn't have the money to be there. I didn't have the time to be there, but God made a way. And during the middle of one of the sessions, I came out of the room, and Zig was getting ready to go into the bathroom, and so I asked his handler, I said, "Oh, hey, I'll just wait right here." He goes, "Oh, no, go on into the bathroom." So it's me and Zig inside the bathroom, nobody else in there, and we're washing our hands, and Zig Ziglar looks over at me and says, "Young man," he says, "you know, when I wrote my book, See You at the Top, nobody had any idea who I was." He goes, "I cannot believe this book has taken me around the world and the lives it has impacted." He goes, "Young man, I don't know what you are doing or what you're going to do, but whatever it is, you pursue it with all your passion, and I'll see you at the top." And that was my time with Zig Ziglar. This personal growth stuff is really good. But my personal growth camp, my basic training, my boot camp, my every single week get in the gym and work out was right here each and every single week, Wednesday, Sunday, Saturday, with Pastor Blunt here. And I tell you what, to this day, as I watch communicators all around the world, I'm telling you, one of the absolute best communicators on the planet. The simplicity, the application, amazing, amazing, amazing. But I want to share with you three things I learned from Church on the Rock that have served me well throughout these years and allowed for me to grow. The first thing that I learned at Church on the Rock was how to serve. I want to reference scripture, Mark 9:33-35. They're going to throw this up on the screen. And it said this, "And he came to Capernaum," referring to Jesus, "and being in the house, he asked them, 'What is it that you dispute amongst yourselves by the way?' And then he goes on, 'But they held their peace.'" They didn't want to share what they were talking about. "For by the way, they had disputed amongst themselves, 'Who should be the greatest?' The disciples were talking. They were sitting around talking about who's going to be the baddest on the block. Who's going to be the next in line? Who's going to be the great leader? They were talking about that, and Jesus sat with them, and he sat down, and he called the 12, and he said to them, 'If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last and servant of all.'" What I learned at Church on the Rock is how to serve and how to add value to people so they can multiply value to others. You see, serving, and when they ask you to serve here, does the church need you to serve? Absolutely. But what you have to understand is that your serving is more for you than it is for the church. It's more for you than it is for the church. I can tell you that every single role that I did and served inside this church, it's prepared me for the marketplace and the world like nothing else. There is no better training on the planet with excellence and integrity than right here at Church on the Rock. It's going to equip you to get promoted on your job. It's going to equip you to go further and farther and faster than you could want to on your own. You see, my first role here was as a greeter. At the door, just shaking hands, smiling at people, greeting them in, making them welcome. So that's why any room that I walk into on the planet, I can walk around the room, shake hands, smile at people, greet people. I mean, I do it all over the world. And as I'm doing that, all I can think about is being at this door right over here on the south side and being at this door over here or being at this door right here, shaking hands, greeting you as you come in. That prepared me to greet the world. You see, but I also had the opportunity to serve as a usher as well, too. What that did was that opened up an awareness of how the church runs and how it functions, how to keep time, how to look at the agenda. Don't you know that just next week I'll run an event with several thousand people from all around the world in Orlando that Neil will be a host at? I run that entire event, but that was based on understanding how a service works here. You don't understand the gift that you have right here. You need to get involved. You need to get engaged. You need to come and serve. This is, how do you have to serve. You have to add value to people. You say, well, Chris, hey, I don't want to serve. It's okay. But I'm telling you, if you want to get promoted on the job, hey, you serve on that job. You want to sell more in your business? Serve people. That's the difference maker. That's the difference maker. First thing I learned at Church on the Rock was how to serve. Second thing I learned from Church on the Rock is how to give. The lesson that Pastor gave you just a couple moments ago about giving is absolute truth. Absolute truth. It was Proverbs 18:16. It says, a gift opens the way and ushers the giver into the presence of the great. A gift. And let me talk to you about this in a couple different ways, because a lot of times people read this scripture and they'll think, well, God's given me this gift to sing and that's enough. God's given me this gift to lead and that's enough. God's given me this. Yes, God's given you all the gifts, but a gift is no good if you don't give it. What good is the gift if you don't give it? So when I look at this and what I've learned here, giving, yes, is financial, and there's blessings upon that, because all the successful people that I'm around, I'm telling you, presidents of countries, I'm around executives, I'm around presidents of the largest organizations, running with John. He is around the biggest, the baddest, the best people around the world. But I can tell you, there is a spirit of giving, there's a spirit of abundance. They are givers. And so I always want to be the first giver in the room. I always want to be the giver in the room. When I'm talking about your gift and giving, it could be a giving of your service by serving. It could be a giving of finance. It could be an actual gift. But are you a giver? Are you a giver? Giving separates you from the crowd. In the crowd, there's givers, there's takers. There's givers and takers. Which one do you want to be known as? I can tell you that the givers excel. The givers gain. The givers grow. The givers have doors opened up for them. So look for ways that you can give, because here's what I do know is that you cannot outgive God. You can't do it. You cannot do it. Third thing that you have to understand that I learned here is, number one is we need to serve. Number two, we need to give. And number three, we need to live. Church on the Rock taught me how to live. What is living? It is this. It is James 1:22, which says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only of the word, deceiving your own selves. As we go to the next scripture, for any be a hearer of the word and not a doer of the word, he is likened to a man behold a natural face in the glass. And then it says, for he behold himself and goes away and straightway forgets the man in the mirror. Are you going to take action? What I teach around the world is action. You see, I was taught how to live here. It's one thing to hear the word, but it's another thing to do it. It's another thing to believe it. It's another thing for you to actually tangibly go and put this in practice. But I'm telling you, when you put it in practice, it will work for you. You see, success loves speed. God loves obedience. Are you going to be obedient today from the word that you hear? This is the gap. I was taught how to live here at Church on the Rock. And I can tell you that when I begin to apply the principles, everybody say apply.
Apply.
When I begin to apply the principles, life never looked the same. I wish I had so much more time with you. I want to come back here. Is it okay if I come back? Is it okay if I come back? I got a clock to keep here, and I want to encourage you here, but I want to share a story with you before I close out, and hopefully I encourage some of you today here so far, and if I have, I hope that for some of you that may be sitting in the audience today, if your path may look something like mine, dead or in jail, or if life is just pressing you right now and you don't know where to turn, I want to give you the opportunity to have the same opportunity that I had 19 years ago when I walked these doors, for you to say this little prayer with me. And I'll get there in a minute, but I want to share one last story with you that I think that'll really encourage you, but I also think will help move you, and it's this. And it was actually a story about a friend of mine, Matt Bird, over here. And, you know, I love personal growth, and Matt knows I love personal growth, and he calls me one day and says, Chris, there's an event going on in Denver, Colorado, and I wanted to see if you wanted to go to this event. Now, I said, Matt, when is the event? He says, well, it's in 2 days. I said, 2 days? He says, yeah, it's in Denver, Colorado. It's in 2 days. Would you like to go? I said, all right, I'll get back with you. I'll try to get the schedule worked out. Let's move it around. Call him back. 2 days later, 2:00 in the morning, we've got some beef jerky, some Red Bull, and we are dead set going to Denver, Colorado, down Highway 70. Now, on the way down there, Matt says this. Matt says, Chris, I apologize. Because we booked the room so late, the room isn't at the hotel that the conference is at. I said, it's okay. I just want to be in the room. We drive all the way down to Denver, Colorado. We get there. We pull up to the hotel. I step out the car, and I said, no, I don't live this way. Now, we walk inside this hotel, and it is bad. I mean, it is terrible, and for the life of me, I cannot tell why this place is packed, and I am complaining the whole time. You got to understand, I'm Mr. Attitude. I have a positive attitude, but I am complaining here. So I'm walking up to the counter, and I'm just complaining, and we get there, and the lady says, well, because of the way you guys booked the hotel, I don't have your reservation. I said, good news. We go back out to the car, and Matt's on the phone with Hotwire, and my positive attitude begins to kick in. I said, Matt, we are going to be at that conference center. We are going to get a suite. It's going to have this. It's going to have that. And he said, nope, it's not happening. He's on the phone with Hotwire for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and finally, he says, Chris, they've got something. I said, yes, I knew it. He says, they've got the room. It's a suite. It's got this. It's got that. He said, but it's going to cost 5 times more the price of this place. I said, 5 times more? He said, 5 times more. I said, man, let's go and check out this dump. I go back inside that hotel, and I'm complaining. They get us set up, and I'm complaining. I wake up the next morning. I'm sitting down at breakfast, and I'm getting ready to complain just one more time. But I heard the still, small voice of God say this: don't complain about where you are. Instead, pay the price for where you want to be. You see, I I had the money to pay the price, but I wasn't willing to pay it. You see, for some of you, you have a goal, a dream, a vision, but you've been unwilling to pay the price. But you can do it, and you're worth it. But see, the good news is that for some of you, you haven't been able to get beyond your circumstances and yourself, and I want you to understand that there's a God that sent the Son to pay a price for you. The price has been paid for you. And I want to invite you right now, if you've been encouraged today, and if you feel like, hey, today something was different, and today, you know, I want more of God, and today I want the opportunity to give my life to Christ, I want you to give me the opportunity of coming down here and allowing for me to pray with you and letting you accept Jesus into your life. And so if you could bow your head and close your eyes, and I want to lead you to that prayer. And if that's you, if you could, real quick, if you could put your hand in the air, if you say, today, I want more Jesus in my life, if you could raise your hand, and I'd love to have you come down and I can pray for you. I see a couple hands over there. If that is your heart tugging right now and you say, I want more of Christ, I want to be, do, and have more, and I cannot do it on my own. If that's you, put your hand in the air. I want to see it there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to say this prayer with me. Everyone, head bowed, eyes closed. Dear God, I repent of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me and rose again. Jesus, come into my life. Guide me. Lead me. My life will never be the same. I'll trust in you. I will follow you. I will live my life for you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, yes. For those of you that raised your hand, if you could come down and allow for our ushers to greet you here. And we'd love to have you come to the back of the room and let Steve share some information with you. I'm telling you, your life will never be the same. There is more. But get engaged here. Be engaged here. Plug in to Church on the Rock. I love you and I appreciate you. Thank you for allowing for me to come home.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.